This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so the NCAA Committee on Infractions will rule today on the University of Michigan's sign-stealing case. They're expected to hold a press conference this afternoon. It's all about that University of Michigan's advanced scouting, the sign-stealing. What do you guys think is going to happen here?
I think it's fun. You guys remember we talked about this a couple months ago that they self-imposed a two-game ban, but they wanted it to be in games 3 and 4 for
right.
Sherrod Moore. It's like I don't know, and I know Charlie Baker has spoken this week a couple of times about these issues. The NCAA, to me, looks like it's in a position to where it would love to flex some muscle, if possible, because I think it's losing, you know, standing with a lot of entities. I don't know, but I have a hard time believing they're just going to be like, yeah, it's good. Games 3 and 4, sure. That'll work out.
I imagine the NCAA flexing muscle these days is like me flexing muscle. It just doesn't do much for a lot of people. I'm not really sure what that's going to do. That's great. Like, okay, let him take his two games that he hand-selected and be done with it. The NCAA already basically said they didn't really care during that year where they didn't do anything and they win the national title. This whole thing was really, really weird. And delete a thread of like almost 60 text messages. You know, everybody was in on it. Harbaugh is the one that really got out. He wins his national title and goes and gets a great deal with an NFL team.
He's like the new age Pete Carroll. Remember
yeah.
Pete Carroll's like, oh, y'all are investigating?
Yeah.
See ya. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I've just reinvented myself. I'll go win a Super Bowl.
You know what? The NFL looks pretty good these days.
So Florida quarterback Tim Tebow and Florida State cornerback Deion Jones were among the former college football stars named to the Associated Press's all-time All-America first team.
There is a squadron of names on this list, and obviously Tim Tebow. How about our guy Brock Bowers coming in on the first team offense? He's the only guy really with any, you know, recency on both the offense and defense. And but you read down this list, I mean, John Hanna and Jim Parker, Chuck Bednarik, Barry Sanders, it's Herschel Walker, obviously. It's hard to argue with a lot of these names. I will say, though, I immediately looked for like a Saban dynasty kind of player on there and didn't see one. But once I looked back through the names, I was like, yeah, I don't know where one would have fit. Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, take me that route.
Yeah, I mean, look at some of these defensive names like Derek Thomas and Chris Spielman, Dick Butkus. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. You've got Ndamukong Suh, Bronco Nagurski. I mean, dude, there's some daggum names on here that you're like, whoa.
How would you have liked to run a crossing route in front of Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed?
Ooh.
No, thank you. I think I'll be all right on that one. Yeah, alligator arms for days on that one. So, yeah, it's a good list. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the National Football Foundation announced a few changes for this season. Here are a few things you can expect. Officials are going to be cracking down on college football players faking injuries. The number of overtime timeouts will be reduced, and referees will use different verbiage when announcing the results of video reviews.
The verbiage thing cracks me up. Does it matter? I mean, it apparently is irritated somebody. They also, no gun violence simulation. When you score a touchdown, apparently you can't, you know, machine gun the crowd, which is good.
So you can't say, like, stay cool, Atlanta, pew, pew.
That's a good one. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Could you do that?
That's gun violence.
Yes, dude. You can't pew, pew anybody.
But is it weird that you can't do the guns, but you can do the bow and arrow?
No, it's not that weird.
I find it. What do you shoot an arrow through somebody? I don't think it's going to feel too good.
Bow and arrow.
I mean, that was a Sean Watson celebration. Remember, he would be like,
"Yeah, man, I think we'll be all right." It's like the calf roping thing from Jared Allen.
You know what's funny is the NCAA looked at the overtime format that they have, and they're like, "Yeah, let's get rid of timeouts after the second one. That'll make games go quicker."
I don't get this. I don't understand. Like the whole thing where.
Well, basically, it just turns into a two-point conversion anyway.
And I've said this before. A lot of things of my view on things like this have changed in the last 5 years because of money. And it used to drive me nuts. Why are we trying to make the game quicker? Who cares? These are amateur athletes. Now I'm like, okay, you got to make the TV companies happy and everything else that goes along with it. But it seems ridiculous.
Pretty sure we were in – I want to say we might have been in, like, Miami or something. Arch and I were watching the first time I saw the overtime – play out. Maybe it was Charlotte, but remember the new overtime rule was over after like the second one. It's just they're like 2-point conversions, and it was so ridiculous just watching each team score over and over and over again.
Yeah, I one of the other ones as well was the holding of the tee on the touchback from back there, like trying to. Yeah. Was it Bielema and another coach, maybe Shane Beamer, that got into this in a bowl game because somebody was holding out the tee?
Yes.
And
thought he was a timeout or something?
Yeah, something like that, where they were yelling at each other, and you're like, okay, this has gotten over top. So obviously they're going to nip that in the bud a little bit. But all of these, okay. Like, I'm good. Yeah, I think college, honestly, the on-field product of college football seemingly to me is I wish they would just go in reverse on the kicking players out for the targeting rule. Like, that's the one thing that I'm like, dude, why do we have to kick these guys out? It's ridiculous that, to me, that's still in college football. But, you know, we'll see. You're going to start costing guys money. You're going to get sued, I'm telling you. Somebody's going to get kicked out of a football game, and they're going to sue the NCAA.
Well, you can expect to see those changes this season. Dylan, let's go ahead and review our week backwards. So it is Flip It Friday. This is where we reverse some audio that pertains to our week. We're going to play it backwards. Now, one of these, I did not think about the fact that we're going to be live from McDonald's today. It feels like it might not be appropriate. But
might not land. Okay.
But
fair enough.
We'll see how it goes. All right, Dylan, let's go with number one. Hey, Mark.
I don't know. It sounds like the Cranberries backwards, but I don't know.
I was going to say Avril Lavigne. I don't know.
Maybe it's Taylor Swift. I don't know.
No, you nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. Nice.
Cranberry Zombie. Because we were deciding
zombie apocalypse.
Which Falcon
That's right.
you Great would call. Want by your side if there was a zombie
I knew that voice.
Have we changed the picks on the zombie apocalypse teammates at all?
You still with Bijan?
I mean, you only gave me two choices. If I could pick anybody, I'd probably take Caleb McGarry, yeah.
But he would be a good force. Yeah. Plus, I'm probably not faster than Caleb McGarry, but you know what I mean. If I had to run, and he would maybe be behind me.
I would hope that eventually my short legs could outrun his long gait.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Fair enough.
All right, let's go with number three, Dylan.
Oh, that's Eminem. No?
Is it?
Sounds like Eminem.
It's not Eminem. You're going to play the
for not giving me a chance.
Dylan, what's going on? You forgot to hit the reverse
Dylan
button.
Dylan had no faith in you there, Bo.
I mean, daggum. I didn't get a chance to win that one.
That was LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out. Of course, we had several fights at Falcons.
Okay. I was like, what are we pertaining to with that one?
Well, that was...
Did somebody's also a mom say
question.
Something?
It was a trivia question yesterday.
That's right.
Okay, this one might be the most difficult one to try to land on. We'll see. Go ahead with number five, Dylan.
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Yes, you may.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
No.
No, no, no. Mike, you're not going to get this one.
Okay.
This one's all on Bone.
I will. All right.
I'll show myself out. Me in reverse, to be honest. But.
Play it in reverse one more time, Dylan.
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Yes, you may.
I'm so curious what this is. I'm glad I'm not going to get it. I feel no pressure.
Every super radio nerd knows this movie, knows this line, and this pertains to Charlie Warner talking about how he wants to practice his radio voice.
Is it Unique New York?
There we go.
Left NBC.
Oh.
What is it?
WNBC.
WNBC.
I would have never got that. What is that
from? Howard Stern.
Yeah.
The movie Private Parts, his program director was teaching him how to say the call letters.
Mm.
Yeah. That is such a good movie. Have you seen that, right?
Private Parts?
Yeah.
No.
It's required viewing.
Did we not talk the other day about I wasn't allowed to watch South Park or The Simpsons when I was young?
No,
you think I'm going to watch Private Parts?
Understandable, but now that you're in radio, it's required
viewing.
You've been an adult
for like, you've been above the age of 18.
What year
like
do we think Private
years.
Parts came out?
97.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, 97.
I would have been 10, so probably definitely
yeah, well,
not
you've had,
it.
You've only had like 30 years
there's
to,
been more
to watch
years.
It. So.
That's not one that you would put on the schedule and be like, man, I can't wait to go back and watch Private Parts.
You've changed your career to get into radio.
Yeah, I know, but like.
It's foundational.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't know.
It's a good movie.
Would you rather me go back and watch Star Wars or something? You know what I mean? We got to start with baby steps.
No. I would rather you watch Private Parts.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of, you know, whatever he is now, he just got
booted.
Canceled.
Yeah. He's going to speak on September 2nd about it. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's go
Can't
with
wait for that.
Number seven.
That sounds like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Hidey-ho!
Yeah, this is the one I didn't think about before we were in a McDonald's. We probably shouldn't be talking about Mr. Hanky.
Is it South Park?
While people are dining.
Okay.
Yes, South Park. Obviously, that was the number one animated cartoon Bo had picked for his top five Tuesday. And
I was about to ask how I was, and when I thought heard that, I knew what it was, but I was like, how is that relevant?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got one more. Let's go with number nine, Dylan.
T-Swizzle from Balsa Hard University.
Yep, they named it.
It's me.
It's me. Hi. Of course. Taylor Swift went on the New Heights podcast with her boyfriend, Travis, and they basically broke the internet the other day. That is up to 12 million views.
I'm not
that
shocked.
Podcast.
I'm not shocked. She's got 12 million fans alone, right? I mean, more
I
than
think
that.
She's got. She's the.
She's the most famous person in the world.
She's the most
like
famous.
Like Michael Jackson level?
She's the most famous artist right now, recording artist. I don't, as far as active, I don't know who's – I don't know who in the world. I don't know who would be over her.
Gordon has an issue with me saying she's at Michael Jackson level.
He's like, man, calm down. He did. He's like,
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but I would just like to say Drake is a very close second.
Stop.
No, no, he is definitely a very close second.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
What are we
on.
Even talking about?
He's right Gordon, there behind Taylor
actually,
Swift.
Actually, Gordon is you're so ridiculously biased about this, Dylan. Gordon's right. I think Beyonce would be two up before Drake.
I agree with that.
Okay.
The new trend, though, the thing that's making headlines, though, about that podcast now is if you look in the comments on the New Heights episode with Taylor Swift, is you have all these football fans that are saying, like, I was not a fan before. Now I'm a fan.
Really?
Yes. She is turning
good for her. I like that.
Football fans into Swifties.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it only is doing good for the NFL
and
as well.
And I don't care one way or another, but I'm glad that she landed where she wanted to on that.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, that was our week in reverse. Thank you for participating to both of you. Coming up, the Falcons signed C.J. Henderson. What does that mean? We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Pat Isadow, the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.